Chapter 3, The Night of the Tragedy. To make this part of my story clear, think of the first floor of Styles as being in the form of an upside-down U. On the outside of the left leg of the U going up was Lawrence Cavendish's room, Mrs. Cavendish's room, and at the top, John Cavendish's room. On the outside of the right leg going up, Cynthia Murdoch's room, Mrs. Inglethorpe's room, and at the top, Alfred Inglethorpe's room. On the inside of the left leg, going up, my room, opposite Lawrence Cavendish's, with two spare rooms above me. On the inside right leg, a bathroom, opposite Cynthia Murdoch's room, and likewise two spare rooms above it. A corridor ran down the centre of each leg, and a courtyard separated the two legs. The crosspiece of the U joining the two legs at the top contained the staircase, a gallery, and on the left, next to John Cavendish's room, a doorway to the servants' rooms, with a table beside it. The servants' rooms had no communication with the right leg of the U, where the Inglethorpes' rooms were situated. It seemed to be the middle of the night when I was awakened by Lawrence Cavendish. He had a candle in his hand, and the agitation of his face told me at once that something was seriously wrong. "What's the matter?" I asked, sitting up in bed and trying to collect my scattered thoughts. "We're afraid my mother is very ill. She seems to be having some kind of fit. Unfortunately, she has locked herself in. I'll come at once." I sprang out of bed and, pulling on a dressing gown, followed Lawrence along the passage and the gallery to the right wing of the house. John Cavendish joined us, and one or two of the servants were standing round in a state of awe-stricken excitement. Lawrence turned to his brother. "What do you think we had better do? Never, I thought, had his indecision..."